Here's a little something you may remember from the good old days.
I feel so old.
You're old.
You're so old.
I'm so old.
So old.
We're so old.
You're old.
You're old.
Senior crew up north, Jaguars and Patriots working today and tomorrow. Time now to talk to senior writer John Osier. And believe it or not, senior producer Joe Fortunato is sitting right next to you. A little close for comfort, but we'll find a way.
It's kind of cozy right here.
Yeah. Yeah, that's what you do when you go on the road.
It sure is.
Overriding feeling from today for me was the Patriots got something rolling, right? And you feel it everywhere you go. I mean, it's the crowd, the way that the Patriots do everything. They're security people. I mean, just first-class organization.
Well, I didn't notice the security people as much as I noticed Tom Brady, to be honest with you.
Yeah.
But you saw it midway through practice. Overall rosters, I don't know which one was better, which one was worse, but all of a sudden Brady hits.
Well, you're assuming the one with Tom Brady's better, right?
Well, took control of it, three or four passes in succession where all of a sudden your eyes popped out and went, all right, this is why this guy's who he is. And it controlled practice. They got two or three touchdowns right in the middle of it. Felt during that time like they were the better team because he's the best player here and maybe anywhere.
You know, I was looking for Belichick, and I don't think I ever saw him.
He was
looking
for you, too.
Yeah. Well, just want to share a couple thoughts with him. Yeah. But I felt him. You know what I mean? You just feel in everything that they do. And Brady is the great example at 40 years of age. Every rep that he took, every drill that he took part in, every stretch.
It all matters. He gets everything out of what he needs to go do.
Well, that's it. Everything matters to him.
All of his throws come out fast. You don't look at him and think, ah, he really wasn't into it on that play. And if anything, I think I know where you're going with this. That's what the Jaguars and Bortles and everybody in the organization can learn from is you watch that and realize the intensity of it. And I covered it for 10 years with Peyton Manning, a very similar type of tempo, urgency to everything. Like if you're out there on the field, then you need to be there for a reason. Everything matters. And it's more than just talk. It shows up because, and they are who they are because of that.
Well, look, I mean, you're talking about a team that's won two of the last three Super Bowls?
And five of the last, 15, yeah.
And a team that's just hoping to get somewhere into contention in December, to be in the conversation in the AFC South, which is far from the strongest division in football.
Right.
It's tough to make comparisons. But the value, as you just mentioned, was seeing how someone does it who knows how to do it.
Well, you know, you can talk and you can hear. I think somebody like Calais Campbell knows how to practice. I mean, he's been around a good organization and knows what it is. Malik Jackson as well. 53, 85 guys can hear it from the coach and they can talk about it and they can know, okay, this may have been a little bit off today. But until you sort of see it, then you haven't really seen it and you don't know how to compare it. But again, I thought the biggest difference was Brady. I mean, he a guy like that has a tendency to raise everybody up. Guys on his team raise to that level because they know they have to. They set a standard and he, 4, 5, 6 plays right in the middle showed the difference in him and the rest of the league. And I think between the two franchises, he's the guy.
We could go for hours on Brady alone.
I feel like we already
have. He's done it. Yeah. He's done it with guys like Troy Brown, right, who was a cornerback turned receiver, and Randy Moss. It never has mattered to him who was out there around him. They're good players, but not star players. And sometimes there were star players. He can do it all.
Well, gets the ball out fast. It's right there. I mean,
Who on the Jaguars side caught your attention today?
I think guys that we tweeted about and wrote about. I mean, Marquise Lee, early on in practice, showed the athleticism and the, if you put a bunch of the best athletes and the prettiest guys to watch in the NFL all in one room, he should be in that room because he's impressive and he's always been that. And yet today, like he has all through training camp, it's not just impressive to watch and you don't just think to yourself, boy, this guy's different. Now he's making plays, and he had a nice move and got open for a touchdown early on. It wasn't really in a highly competitive team situation, but a move that would have worked in the game. and I did it a couple times. Boye has been impressive, was today. And Ngakoue, I think, was maybe as notable and as important because he got penetration, made plays in very competitive one-on-one pass drill. That will matter as you go forward this season.
Boye was the guy I watched. He had a really strong playoff game here with Texas, mm-hmm. with the Texans in January of last year. So I was curious how he'd match up with Amendola and Edelman. Was very impressive.
Right.
Other than that, I didn't see any performance that made me say, hey, I can't wait to talk about this.
No, because
I saw a little Marquise and a little Blake, but
I mean, Marquise, again, a part of the problem with these is you want, because you're here and you're playing against the Patriots, to sort of draw hard conclusions. This was this and this was this. This was practice. So it's not really set up where you're going to be walking off the field as a media guy saying, here was a winner, here was a loser, here's what was great. This guy had 45 yards rushing. It's not really set up like that.
There was a drill, though, in the goal line drill.
Yep.
Jaguars didn't get in, not with their ones.
No, and the Patriots got in with their ones on one or two plays and their twos on one or two plays.
Right.
And Patriots won the Super Bowl last year. The Jaguars didn't.
I think I heard that.
Yeah. And I'm not trying to make light of it.
No.
This is where the Jaguars are trying to get to.
Right.
The fact that we're sitting here talking about three or four guys in the Jaguars who clearly looked the part, looked, you know, belonged, won battles. Efficiency-wise, the big thing going into this season for the Jaguars, can they become an efficient offense that you can rely on to drive a couple of times a half, get a few touchdowns out of those drives, get out of that abyss they've been in? They're showing signs of that, but this is a machine they're playing offensively. This is a team that scored, 13 touchdowns the second half of the Super Bowl?
Yeah,
I mean,
so
this is the standard. So this Jaguars offense, when you put them next to the Patriots right now, I think anybody listening would be surprised if we said the Jaguars were better than the Patriots offense right now. Doug Marrone said it during the press conference. They would drop.
Yeah.
But Doug Marrone said it, asked if there's a greater test right now for the Jaguars defense, the Patriots offense. And
no.
Yeah, no.
No, not at all.
Right. And didn't really say much after that. No. And he said, it's pretty much out there. You know, this is it. This is the standard. I don't talk about it very much.
Give Doug credit. He has been steady. I mean, really steady in just consistently talking about we have to get better, we have to get better. He's never happy. He's never satisfied. He always points out what needs to be done.
Somebody asked him if he had to get better today, and he said, no, we got to win. I mean, and again, he went back to, we're not just trying to get better, we're trying to win.
I'm just saying he's saying the whole Gus just worry about getting better, but when you talk about his team to him, he never seems to talk about what went right. He seems to talk about what they still need to get right.
I thought it was interesting. We haven't talked since the scrimmage or the practice on Friday. Doug clearly liked what they had gotten out of last week. He said, I don't smile. I'm not going to smile very much. He at least let himself talk about a smile, which was a nice step. I think he liked what they got out of it. I think I felt like they made progress. He talked about Blake today after practice. I think he liked generally what he saw from Blake. He's not going to do cartwheels over it. They won three games last year. But I think, you know, within the context of what the Jaguars are trying to accomplish over, what is it now, 10 practices, he likes some things about where they're going. I think he's figured out that Patrick Amame is going to be the left guard. We all sort of know Robinson's going to be the left tackle. He's not going to say that yet. But they're getting done what they need to get done during this time.
And Leonard Fournette.
Pretty good.
He isn't necessarily the number one, but he is.
Yeah, I think he might start.
Yeah.
Yeah. He's going to get
his Doug doesn't want to give it to him.
Right. Well, he worked with ones a little bit last week.
Not today.
Doug's very specific that he is not going to give rookies the starting job. He's going to make them earn it. My gut is at some point in the next couple weeks, Fournette will earn it.
Have you noticed that Doug does a Jack thing? He kind of gets.
I was only
the
around
conference.
Jack about 8 or 9 games.
He gets. He comes in to the news conference and he's loud and talkative.
Combs his hair?
No. doesn't drink and put the cap back on either. He starts talking and he quiets down.
Yes.
Yeah. You know, Jack used to do that just to, yeah, uh-huh. Well, we got to get better. He does the exact same thing.
Well, I think Doug, a lot of NFL coaches or sort of that, they're not going to be real effusive during a press conference. They're going to answer the questions.
No, it's not even that. He just gets quieter.
Yeah.
His voice level goes down. For a big guy like that, it stands out.
Yeah. All right. I kind of like Doug in press conferences. I've gotten some people saying they don't like his press conferences. I think at least once a press conference, Doug says something pretty interesting, pretty insightful, pretty truthful about this team, which is all I care about.
All right. Well, we'll do this again tomorrow. Maybe we'll have more to say.
Sure, why not?
Probably not. It's practice.
It's practice, but I think overall it is good for this team.
Right. We'll find out. Joe, thank you. And thanks for listening to Senior Moments. Talk to you tomorrow.